a holy night, the stars are brightly shining. This is the night of our dear Savior's. Wait, our dear Savior's birth. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, sis, and hey, bro. Welcome to Metamorphosis, the soul-centered space for women navigating the in-between of who they've been and who they're becoming. I'm your host, Nordia Shireen, therapist, believer, and woman. Here to show you that growing in holiness does not have to steal your personality, babes. With Christmas coming up, I wanted to do a special episode that I think we're going to call, drumroll please, Metamorphmas, because the holidays are magical, but they could also be a lot of other things too, and they can be tender, they can be triggering, and most of all, overwhelming. So today we are talking about how are we going to move through this season with joy and discernment without losing ourselves in the process. Now, Christmas brings out just about everything: love, grief, expectations, comparison, and pressure. We struggle with family dynamics that resurface when we get into contact with family that we may have not been in contact with for a while. Or we meet an auntie that asks us uncomfortable questions, or maybe an uncle that we had an unfavorable experience. I want us to like really focus on how do we navigate this, right? I mean, not to mention the financial stress of the holidays of like buying gifts, getting things for people that you love. And if you don't get them, does that mean that you don't love them? The feeling of loneliness, even when we're surrounded by people, or some of us who may not have anyone to surround ourselves with, the pressure to feel joy and peace, and the Christmas spirit is like on demand. And no one actually wants to be the Grinch for Christmas. I know that it's difficult. It's very difficult to be in a season where everyone wants you to be happy. It's so funny because I don't feel the Christmas spirit. I feel, honestly, for the past couple of weeks, sad. And so, like, there's this pressure to be happy when everyone thinks that you should, right? But I want to encourage you to take time to really reflect on what is happening with you during your holiday, right? And how sometimes we neglect the reality of our lives just to meet the expectations of what the holidays are supposed to be. I'd love to ask you, like, by whose standards are you following to meet these expectations? Your holidays can be dictated by you. Your Christmas does not need to look like anyone else's. Maybe you don't have a tree. That's okay. Maybe you don't have a gift. That's okay too. What you have is life, and that is a gift. Take time to do something that makes you happy this Christmas. Take time to spend time with people that you love this Christmas. So, you know, joy is promised to us by the love of God and by His will. He, however, did not promise us perfection. So pressure that you may be feeling to be perfect, try to let go of some of that. The pressure that you may be feeling to feel joyful, try to seek that from the one who can give us true joy. Okay, are you still here with me, sis? Okay. While all of this is happening, personally, the world around us is not pausing. No one's taking a break and saying, oh, it's Christmas, let's stop the war. Oh, it's Christmas, let's stop the political arguing. Oh, it's Christmas, let everything that we don't agree with stop for just a while, just this month. So I was thinking about it, and I thought that it would be great to introduce this new segment to our pod. And this segment is called In the World but by the word. Because I've realized that my catafly sisters and brothers, my butterfly sisters and brothers, we do not watch the news. We have no idea what's going on. And is that by design? I can probably say yes. The news is one of the most triggering things that we can watch in this day and age. However, I do feel like it's important for us to be informed. And so every week I'll dive into something that may be happening around us that we can utilize for our knowledge and our sense of self-awareness. So we are going to acknowledge what's happening around us, but that doesn't mean that we're going to let it shape us more than God's truth does. Okay? Now, during the holidays, there is a lot of overwhelm. Can I inform you that it's not just you that's feeling overwhelmed, but it's happening to us globally, economically, emotionally, and spiritually. There is a lot of noise, a lot of worry, and a lot of uncertainty. And as believers, we do not want to ignore that. We want to acknowledge that as a country, as a people, we all feel this stress and this worry and this collective anxiety about what to expect, about if we are meeting the expectations, about if we are meeting our goals, right? And right underneath that, I'm sure a lot of us are thinking about our 2026, right? And so we're not going to get into that today because we have a lot of more time on the pod to talk about it. But there is a stress and we don't want to ignore that. You know, we don't want to act like things are not happening, but we're also not going to internalize this fear as our truth, right? Because being informed is wisdom. Being consumed is bondage. And so we want to stay informed, but practice the grace and tenacity that Christ has gifted to us so that we're not consumed by the things that are happening around us, hence in the world, but by the word. So with this segment, we will be staying aware, we will be staying compassionate, but most importantly, we will be staying anchored by the word of God that teaches us how to live in this world, but not be of this world, and deal with things that happen on a weekly basis, that happen on a daily basis. Because as much as we try to run from it, it's still going to be there, right? So we want to make sure that we are not sticking our head in the sand and not paying attention to the things that may be happening. Are you with me? Awesome. So something I'd like to share with you that you may not know or you may have known about is that at Brown University, there was a shooting and there was a professor that was found dead in New Hampshire. Now, the man suspected of killing two Brown University students and injuring nine others on that Saturday was found dead. Tonight, Providence neighbors can finally breathe a little easier. Providence Mayor Brett Smiley said at a press conference in Providence Thursday night, Claudio Manuel Neves Valente, 48, died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Salem, New Hampshire. Oscar Perez of the Providence Police Department said at the press conference, the Portuguese national was a former Brown University student and his last known address was in Miami. Ted Dock says, even though the suspect was found dead tonight, our work is not done. I said a video gave authorities a description of a vehicle which was corroborated through a tip, and the license plate reader cameras traced the car to a rental facility in Massachusetts, where police obtained a copy of the agreement which provided his real name. It's all about the groundwork, public assistance, interviews of individuals, and good old-fashioned policing, said Perez. Police searched the storage facility with a warrant shortly before 9 p.m. Thursday night, and Road Attorney General Peter Naranja said Neves Valente was found there dead alongside a satchel and two firearms. So I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but this has happened very, very recently, okay? And You know, there's so many things that's happening in the world that we may not understand, that we may not have a good, not response, but like a good feeling about in our hearts. And it's important that we keep ourselves educated about what's happening, because sometimes ignorance is not always bliss. We do not want to be tone deaf to the things that are happening in our environment and in our community that could possibly happen to the people that we love. So again, I say we stay aware, we stay compassionate. Most importantly, we stay anchored. We are in the world, but we are by the word. And so please let me know if you appreciate this type of segment in the comments or DM me on social media to let me know how do you feel about receiving some of these type of articles, right? And let me know if you'd like to hear it in the beginning of the pod or at the end. Okay. Moving on to our next segment, Morph or Miss, which is one of my favorite segments of our pod. Morph or Miss, where we decide if something is helping us become or nah. Okay. The first topic we have on Morph or Miss today for our metamorphness is forced family togetherness. Is it growth or guilt? Is it morph or miss? I'm gonna have to say missed. Just because it says forced, I think that if any time you're forcing yourself to be around family and forcing yourself to interact with them, then you're creating a very unhealthy dynamic for yourself and the people around you. And why would you want to be in a place where something is forced, right? Too often we are like told that just because someone is family and just because they're blood, that we need to get over things and make it work and deal with it. And so to that, I say, get out of here. I mean, there are so many other ways that we could spend our days. And it's like, we only get one life, one shot. Could you imagine? We get one shot at life. And so, like, do we really want to spend it in forced, disingenuous interactions? So I'm gonna have to calmly say, miss, I don't want to force anything. I want to be comfortable. And personally, my kind of Christmas is comfort and relaxation. I'm not sure how what you guys do. Like, some people are definitely like a Christmas dinner type. Some people are more Christmas Eve and they stay up until 12. But my favorite thing to do on Christmas is to wake up in the morning, create an exceptional cup of coffee with all the razzles and dazzles. I'm talking pumpkin spice whipped cream, vanilla flavoring, espresso freshly brewed. I mean, froth the milk, create a little foam action. I love it. I love to turn into my own personal barista at the house. So that's kind of like my thing. And then you wake up, you knead some flour, you put bread in the oven, you bake a ham, a little saltfish, and you sit, you watch Christmas movies, you eat that all day, and you drink a rum and a punch again, drink a rum. But that's like my version of Christmas. But I know that we all have our own ideas, but like for what I imagine what my Christmas would be like, I cannot have forced family interactions. It's too intimate. It's too vulnerable. And so I would have to pass on that, but yeah. Second topic for morph or miss, buying gifts you can't afford. Let's just all agree. Let's all say it together on the count of three. Now, after three, not on three. One, two, three. Miss. Did you say morph? Because if you said morph, I'm gonna beat you. You're gonna get a beating. Absolutely miss. Never buy gifts you can't afford, no matter the occasion. Is generosity still generosity if it's breeding resentment? Like, the worst feeling in the world is that buyer's remorse. Woo, child. I cannot deal with that. Like, when I buy something, I have no desire to feel sick in my stomach about it. So if I can't afford it, I won't get it. And you know, some of us, we need to stop doing that because that is exactly the problem. You see that Affirm? You see that Klarna? You see that Afterpay? Yeah. You know, I fall a victim to it too, but I'm just saying, like, let it go. Let it go, baby girl. Let it go, baby boy. Leave the payment plans this Christmas. If you can't afford it, if you can't, isn't it the millionaires that say if you can't buy it twice, don't buy it at all? So write down a list of Christmas gifts. And if you cannot buy that list twice, don't buy it at all. Because you know, when you put a payment plan here and a payment plan there and a payment plan, you know, you got six different payment plans. One is 20 a month, one is 15 a month, but one is 100 a month now, because when you start piling up the payment plans now they're giving you a higher. All right. I know what I know about payment plans, okay? So I know what I'm saying. Let it go. You can't afford it. You can't afford it. You can't afford it. Are you hearing me? Is this mic on? You can't afford it, babe. Please just say no. Just say no. It's okay. It's actually okay. Like, it's actually okay. Don't. And maybe you just need to have a conversation around that, because sometimes we set these expectations and then that's the problem too. Like, it's okay to say to your friends, like, listen, this year, I don't got it, guys, but I love you guys the same. And just preparing them for that. Maybe they'll be like, oh my God, me too. Or maybe they'll be like, okay, I'm not getting her nothing. If that's your friend, that's another conversation we need to have, because if you was getting me something for Christmas and you're not getting it because I can't afford to get you something, like, I don't really like that. But anyways, it's a no, it's a miss, it's a miss, it's a miss. Posting holiday moments. Is this memory making or image maintaining more for miss? I'm gonna say morph. Like, I like posting holiday moments. I like posting content in general. Follow me on TikTok at It's Nordia, ITSNORDEEYUH. But I think it's great. Like, I think it is contagious. Happiness and joy is contagious. And I would say that my little, I guess, disclaimer is that, like, you know, you want to make sure it's done in authenticity. I typically don't like to post things that are not in authenticity. So, like, I may have took the picture of a happy moment, but if we're not on good terms, I probably won't post it. If I'm not in a good mood, I probably won't record content. Like, I typically try to keep my content genuine, because I believe that people want to see genuine content. People want to see who we are for real, and they want authenticity. And so, like, yeah, post your holiday. And this is what I'm saying, because now you see, are you posting it because it's perfect, or are you posting it because you want to share the joy, right? Like, you know, Christmas card type posting, it's great. If that's actually your truth, I love that for you. Mwah. But, like, it's okay to post like you're on at Christmas and like you're having ramen. I mean, as long as it's like, I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, if you're having ramen because like that's what you felt like having, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you're having bread and butter, it's because you feel like it and you don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep it authentic. That's all I'm saying. Keep it authentic. I know we see the girls and the guys and the couples with the $50 million gifts under the tree, and it's like Gucci and Louis and Cartier. And I'm just like, you know, sometimes it, you know, they don't open those bags for you to see, you know, because I know if you open those bags, sometimes you go into Cartier, you buy a scarf. Who you think you're fooling? You go into Cartier, you buy a dog collar. Who you really think you're fooling? Like, you know, it's, you know, the Jamaicans say if night could a talk. Because like some of them, they just really, they got us fooled. First of all, that's all the bags they done collected all year. They put it under the tree and put different gifts inside of it. They get a picture, a photo op. I don't believe it. I'm not hating. I'm not hating. And I'm a shameless hater. Like, if I was hating, I would say that, but I'm not hating. I'm just saying, you know, yeah. But I say morph for posting your holidays, as long as it's on authenticity. Authentic. As long as it's authentic, I would say yes. Okay, time to go to the next segment. I need to have some kind of transition. I don't know how to edit this stuff, y'all. So it really just be me flying from one thing to the next. I need like some intro, outro music. You know, one of my favorite podcasts, they do a little like jib or whatever. Maybe I need to create something like that. Like they'd be like, now it's time to get into. If you watch that, you're going to know what I'm talking. You know, comment. If you know what podcast that is, I'm not even going to say. Then they'd be like, now it's time to get into the. I love that podcast. It's absolutely super entertaining. Yes, I'm a Christian. They're a little unhinged, but I love them. I think it's absolutely amazing, the platform that they've created. And yeah, anyways. So maybe you guys can help me come up with a jingle for like to go through different segments. You know, it could be like a little Sankey or something from my Baptist people. Like, you know, we go into the next segment and it's like, next segment, next segment, next segment. No. That sounds terrible. But you know what I mean? Like it could be something, very much something that gives transition. Anyways, all that to say, what is Christmas teaching me? This Christmas? I feel like this Christmas, God has been showing me that it's okay to honor your capacity. Yeah, does that make sense? Am I making sense when I say that? Yeah, honor your capacity. He's been teaching me that, like, it's okay if you can't do everything and be everything at the same time. Because, I don't know, like, sometimes during the holidays, it's like when you learn, like, a lot of your deepest lessons, and capacity isn't now. Zion know he know me to be interrupting my stuff. Sit down. Sit your butt down in the middle of the podcast. How I'm gonna get famous with you doing all that? Jesus. Yeah, I think like capacity. And knowing your capacity is not a weakness. It is a display of wisdom. And like, just because I can do everything, that doesn't mean that I'm called to do everything. And especially during a season like Christmas, where everything is like pulled from us and there's so much that we lose emotionally, you know, it's important to remember that. Like, even Jesus took time to withdraw and rest. He stepped away from the crowds, you know, he honored his limits. And somehow, we've convinced ourselves that we don't get to do that. Like, are we better than Jesus now? Are we better than Jesus? It's like, if Jesus needed rest, why have we come up with this whole thing that exhaustion is holy? Like, the more tired we are, the more blessed we feel. Like, I'm so productive, I've been so great. And it's like, yeah, it's like, no, you have to rest on the seventh day. He did what? Rested. So we need to make sure that we are doing that as well, you know. And this has been something that's been really pressing on my heart, because there's a big difference with being available and being aligned. And I've noticed that I've been available a lot emotionally, physically, and spiritually, but not always aligned. And I say yes because I'm capable. I say yes because I know how to be strong. I say yes because I've always been strong. Because I don't want to disappoint people. But capacity is not about what I can carry. It's about what I was meant to carry and if I was meant to carry it in this season. Because it's a very contextual thing. And my capacity can change depending on the season that I'm in, which I've been learning as someone who has PMDD. You know, my seasons change. And so Depending on like what I've already survived, what I've already been through, depending on the grief I've experienced, the growth I've experienced, or healing, or how much space I have to hold for the people that I love, my capacity changes. And one of the biggest mistakes that I've made is assuming that because I did something before, that one, I can do it again, or I have to do it again. God is not asking me to like repeat old versions of my obedience, but he is consistently inviting me into a present discernment. Like Paul says, die daily. And so like even sometimes the things that we were obedient to in the past has now shifted, has now morphed. And so into something different. And so now every day we wake up, it's like, how can I be obedient to you today, Lord? What can I hold today for you, Lord? What is my capacity today, Lord? It's like I can hold something different every day, depending on the day before, depending on the morning, depending on what God has foreseen and foretold for the evening. And so there is a time for everything, right? Isn't that what it says in Ecclesiastes? A season for everything under the sun. And so, like, what was holy for you last year may be heavy for you this year. Is that a word? That's a word. That's a word. That's a word. That's a word. So we see that, like, in the scripture, we see that, like, Jesus honored his limits. He didn't do everything in one day. So you know those people did not want Jesus to go home. No, he went home. He slept. He prayed. Even when people still waiting on him, right? And so like if he left people's needs unmet to stay obedient to his call, like why are we overextending ourselves? Like this is like the mark of some great faith, It's like boundaries don't mean that you don't care. They mean that you are being a proper steward of your soul. And so some of us are not exhausted because we're doing too much. And many times in my experience, I've been exhausted because I feel guilty because I'm not doing as much. And so, like, even in my resting, there's an anxiety there. Even when I pause, there's many explanations. Even when I say no, I'm still rehearsing why I should have said yes in my head. And God is always reminding us that rest is not a reward for productivity, it's a requirement for sustainability, right? And so we have like a command to remember rest, right? Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, right? The Sabbath day largely has to do with rest, and it's so important that it's part of our commands and we must honor it. And honoring your capacity this Christmas might look like leaving the Christmas dinner early, saying no without explanations, right? Choosing quiet time at your home over traditional time with family. It might mean doing less, right? You're allowed to be human. You're allowed to be human. You're allowed to be human. In this season, I'm learning that honoring my capacity is an act of faith because I'm trusting that God can handle what I don't have the strength to carry. And that my worth is not tied in how much I show up for everyone else. Jesus, I said I'm learning, okay? So if you catch me slipping, learning, present tense, I'm learning it. Like, sometimes I still struggle with, like, I'm not valuable if I'm not doing things for people. And so it's definitely a struggle. But, one of my favorite scriptures is that, like, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so, like, being weak is an opportunity for God to show out. And I want to give him that opportunity. I want to give him that opportunity. So hopefully, once I stop fighting my limits, I'll be able to, like, really bask in something beautiful, which is the peace of God and the peace of Christ. And I'm trying my best to make sure that I hold on to that. So, how do we now unfold our wings from this cocoon, right? This cocoon of growth, where we are learning how to navigate the holiday seasons, is that we want to have anchors for the holidays. And so, I invite you to think about three different things. One, what's a boundary that you're going to honor? right? I watched a video and this therapist put it so beautifully. And she talked about boundaries and rules. And she said that the boundary is what guides your behavior and the rules is what sets limits on someone else's behavior. And so that was the most beautiful way that I could have ever heard that put in my entire life. And I thought, wow, so true. And so like, when I say I invite you to practice these things and it's one boundary that you'll honor, remember that the boundary is something that you have to do that's guiding your behavior. And so like, if your boundary is that I'm not going to stay past 9, if someone asks you to stay past 9, that they didn't violate your boundary. They simply made a request. If you stay past 9, you violated your boundary. Okay. And so that's something to really think about, because we do blame a lot of the things on other people. And we have to realize that we are in charge of our lives. And God gave us this capacity and this autonomy over ourselves. Even though he wants us to lean on him, you know, we have autonomy in our human lives for sure. Another thing that I invite you to do during the holiday season to use as an anchor is think about one tradition that you'll release. And this is only if you really think that you need to, okay? Like, I love tradition and I love holidays. So it may not even apply, but these are some things that you could think about, one tradition that you'll release. And then lastly, it's one moment of intentional rest. Right. And the affirmation that I would love for you to carry is that I can honor God without abandoning myself. I can honor God without abandoning myself. You know, it really is one and the same, really, when you think about it. You know, if you're honoring God, you definitely are not abandoning yourself. And so, like, being open to those two truths coexisting is something that I tell my clients often. Two things can exist at the same time. And so it is possible to honor God and not abandon yourself, and that those two ideas can coexist. And like I said, as a believer, it really is one joint concept, because seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things will be added onto you. And so whatever we do to the honor of God definitely will is not abandon ourselves. This is to our own edification and for the edification of the kingdom. So that's your affirmation. I can honor God without abandoning myself. As you move through this Christmas season, I want you to really think about is where do I need to make room? Where do I need to make room? And pray before reacting. Pray before reacting. Look to God for invite him. Invite him to into your boardroom where you make decisions. Invite him into that space of choosing whether or not you have the capacity for a task. Invite him to have a say. Okay. So before we leave, I really would like to invite you to hear what you have to say for the More for a Miss segment. I'd love to hear you guys' takes on what do you think we should morph or miss or anything that you enjoyed during this pod. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for spending a part of your Metamorphmas with me. And remember, holiness does not have to steal your personality, and growth does not have to cancel your joy. Be gentle with your becoming. Be gentle with your becoming. And remember that rest is a holy thing. Thank you so much. And I will see you on the next pod. Bye.